Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April the 4th. In the year of our Lord, 2017, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances, absolutely brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great ways to restore the republic, to make America great again. It all starts with moral Americans doing a great job to follow God and to protect life, liberty, and property as they promote family and country as well. We reject a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Go study history. It rarely turns out well, but a restoration, now that's something that we can peacefully get behind. Our websites for your donations and support in every way possible. Share them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else, and tell all your friends about the award-winning radio broadcasts and news provided by LibertyNewsRadio.com. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com is our news service. Donate today, get involved. We're adding content to the sites every day. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys today at 877-817-9829 or ThePowerMall.com. Also, raw honey delivered directly to your door. Tastes fantastic. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, first hour yesterday. We talked about golf time for Rand Paul and President Donald Trump. And Rand Paul is optimistic about health care after going golfing with the Donald. So hopefully that'll bear constitutional fruit and freedom and the absolute complete repeal of Obamacare. Let us remember, ladies and gentlemen, the important role played by the black-robed regiment in the revolutionary period of our country's history. Yeah, Peter Muhlenberg is one of the first and most well-known. He's the most iconic figure in the black-robed regiment. We talked about religious freedom relating to that and the role the religious leaders played in our founding era and how important it is for us to do the same in our day. So we talked about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, General Conference highlights. We talked about true freedom also includes freedom from sin and vice, addictions of any kind limit one's agency and freedom. Neil L. Anderson, one of the 12 apostles, said that overcoming the world is not a global invasion, but rather a private, personal battle requiring hand-to-hand combat with our own internal foes. It's about principle over politics. It's about personal agency and wise choices to promote the things that we truly believe in, to reject the natural man in favor of becoming a disciple of the Savior, Jesus Christ. We call him on this radio program oftentimes the Prince of Peace. L. Whitney Clayton talked about getting the little daily habits of faith right is the single best way to fortify ourselves against the troubles of life. Little teeny things of faith matter. Little decisions that you think don't even have a relationship between the troubles you face often can avoid tremendous trouble and or are linked to trouble without us even recognizing that. The key is to learn to be more faithful and to do so one thought, one act at a time. Audit the Fed advances in the House. That's great news. Last week, H.R. 24 Audit the Fed had 94 co-sponsors and now 107 co-sponsors. That's a big increase. Good for them. We got to work on the House and the Senate to absolutely audit the Fed. All right, we talked about they're trying to push vote by mail in my city. That's American Fork, Utah. We got to reject it, folks. We talked about that. That was hour one. Hour two yesterday, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed Vigor test. You want to take a free test and learn how to increase your health and strength and energy levels? Have increased vigor, if you will. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Trump meets with globalist Condoleezza Rice, writes libertynewsdaily.com. Also, McCain's plan for eliminating the dollar bill and the penny, libertynewsdaily.com. We agree 100% we ought to get rid of the dollar bill and all fake currency, all fiat currency, and replace it with a dollar made of real silver. Wouldn't that be constitutional? And if it was a big silver dollar, you think Americans wouldn't be for that? Why don't we try it? By the way, the Silver Eagle silver dollar, the government can't even make them fast enough. Just saying. And imagine if a silver dollar could really buy what a silver dollar used to when we had a constitutional, intrinsic value, honest money system. All right, we disagree with McCain, I'm sure, on the application, but on the point, he's right. Explosive revelations, Gardasil vaccine fraud. Yep, they got caught. There's a report all out about it. So there you go. The big pharma folks have committed fraud over vaccines for quite some time. More and more evidence, more and more paper being released on that. We talked about WikiLeaks now revealing more about the CIA's involvement in peddling malware. Most of the malware you get, most of the antivirus protection you need to buy is because of your central intelligence agency. We got to shut down the CIA and their criminal activity, their black operations, big time. Our good friend, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. is under fire. Why? Well, because he rejects the Black Lives Matter movement, calls them a terrorist organization, and boy, do we agree with that. Secondarily, he says, look, you got criminals far from the border, even in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that are illegally here, and they're committing crimes. And we got to focus on illegal criminal immigration. So that's the part the mainstream press doesn't point out to you. It's not just we want to reject all immigration. It's the illegal versus legal. We are a nation of laws, you know. So illegal and then criminal activity on top of it. So when you take a person that's illegally here and committing criminal activity, who in their right mind wouldn't want them gone? It isn't about immigration. It's about illegality and criminal activity. All right. I guess there's a big fraud scheme going on in the transportation department's parking lot, writes Catherine Watson, talking about how they created all kinds of fraud and stole a bunch of money, and it's a disaster. We also talked about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation promoting homes for the homeless, not with their own money, even though they're some of the richest people in the world, but with our tax dollars. What a disgrace. The next story is they say doctors could even prescribe houses to the homeless under a radical Hawaii bill, saying, you know, this person may not need drug addiction recovery. What they really need is a house. Have these people lost their minds? It's socialism on steroids, folks. Wow. That's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place yesterday. Both hours are on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. If you want live and on-demand radio around the clock with incredible talk show hosts, libertynewsradio.com. Do you want award-winning news with a constitutional, conservative perspective based on the limited proper role of government, promoting God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property? Well, then check out libertynewsdaily.com. All right, without further ado, that's a recap. News the network refused to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me from the road. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. Now, do you have a computer in front of you, Kurt?
I do.
All right, so I want you to look this up.
I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
Could have asked you a quick question on the recap.
It better be quick, though. You can only ask quick questions. The slow kind? No, just quick ones.
Very good. Condoleezza Rice.
Yes.
We reported had met with Trump, but, you know, I know there's a big bunch of talk about Susan Rice. I don't know if those guys, those girls are sisters or relatives or, you know, they're just both last name Rice. I just was curious.
Well, you're supposed to not ask those questions. You're supposed to do the research and give us the answers, Kurt. You're supposed to provide the news and tell
it. Yeah, I couldn't find anything on
Condoleezza. Type in Susan Rice Wiki and type in Condoleezza Rice Wiki and read the pages.
All right.
That's how you do it. The break comes up. Kurt has answers in seconds. Liberty News Radio continues on your favorite talk station.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit, it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so let me answer your question, Kurt, brought to you in part by the GiveMeLibertyFund.com. If you want a win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. So the bottom line is they're both African-Americans. They both have ties to Stanford University. They've both been government diplomats. They're not related to each other. One is supposedly conservative because they hang out with the Bushes. The other one's supposedly liberal because they hang out with the Obamas. Lisa and Obamas and Condoleezza, or I'm sorry, Susan and the Obamas and Condoleezza and the Bushes. So the very strange stuff, but they're not related to answer your question, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. That's what I found out as well. I looked at least if the sources I checked on were accurate. I'm sure they are if they match up with yours. But it's interesting, isn't it? The different names and, you know, it's like you said, how many times you get the different people, but apparently Condoleezza Rice, who was a former critic, you know, at least a pretty big time, I guess she had called for the ouster of Trump, you know, several months back. In other words,
yeah, that's right.
I guess wasn't a big fan of his, and now she's met with him, and at least Trump said it went really well. So I...
Yeah, there's examples like that, Kurt. Another example is the Napolitano. You got Andrew Napolitano, and then you got, who's the other one?
Well, is it Judge? Judge Andrew is the one.
Yeah, and then there's a girl, Napolitano, too, a lady.
Okay. I don't remember.
I'd have to look up her name. Anyway, you kind of wonder, and they're not really related or aligned politically either.
Uh-huh.
And then you got the Rothschilds. When you study that name, you get these big banking inside, you know, cartel of conspiracy or whatever. But then you got our buddy Richard Rothschild that's, you know, doing a great job up there in Maryland. It's not associated with that stuff at all. In fact, he's a hard constitutionalist like we are. And so, you know, it's very strange. You can get thrown off the beat pretty quickly with a name that's you know, popularized or whatever. But you got to be very careful on that.
Yeah.
What's that Napolitano lady's name? You don't remember?
No, I remember.
You're supposed to know all this stuff, Kurt. What do you mean? You don't even eat ice cream, Kurt. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, but I remember back when I did eat ice cream. I like that three different kinds, you know. Or I do eat ice cream now that, you know, I put honey in it instead of sugar, you know. So, you know, I guess you can't call it ice cream pie, you know, anymore, right? The true ice cream rather than honey, I suppose. Yeah.
We'll have to look up this lady, Napolitano.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name right now. But it's important to know because they're not related either, and they're far from politically aligned, Kurt. By the way, you got to look this up on the internet. You probably don't know this term, Kurt, but you're going to learn it right now. Do you know what creeping on Facebook is, my friend?
Creeping. I suppose it means, you know, going after somebody that didn't invite you.
Well, that'd kind of. Why don't you look up creeping Facebook definition and see what you get? But they say that creeping just got a whole lot harder with new feature on Facebook. Okay, so I guess they're cranking up a new feature on Facebook that's similar to Snapchat's feature, which is what happened is they want to make it fast, fun, and easy for people to share photos and videos with whomever they choose. And the idea is that you promote this stuff to people, and then it disappears within 24 hours. Now, the Instagram community, they say, has shown us that it can be fun to share things that disappear after a day. Now, I don't really understand the disappear after a day stuff unless you say we've got too much information overload. I don't really see the benefit of something disappearing unless it's just something that you quickly want to share with somebody and then you say there's no need to preserve it.
Well, and besides, we've been told over and over that anything you put on the internet doesn't really disappear.
No, Kurt, it doesn't disappear for the technical people. Just so you know, it's retained forever to be used against you at a later date. The reason that they say it disappears is because it doesn't stay in your account for viewing. But trust you me, it's not gone.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway, did it tell you what creeping is, Kurt?
Yeah, and well, it basically says it means browsing their timeline, status updates, tweets, and various online bios to find out more about them.
So what they call that in our day, and another term they use for this, Kurt, is called Facebook stalking.
All right.
Where you're just basically, you know what, doing everything you can to just dig into silently everybody's lives, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it is. And they say it just got harder to do because, you know, things disappear, right?
Imagine that.
So what do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I think at least... Facebook's a private company. I guess they can do it however they want.
Yeah, there's a related new Facebook feature too, Kurt, that you ought to know about. And it's a town hall feature, and it lets you complain to your congressman. I bet that'll just start to have complaints big time, don't you think? Everybody just be running around complaining.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, some people are so intense. It's Facebook stalking. There you have it. They also have Facebook Live, Kurt. Do you know about that?
I suppose that has something to do with being live on Facebook. I don't know. But...
Yeah, they also say they're going to have suicide prevention on there because people are killing themselves live on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. They don't like that. They probably have like an app that stops it.
Well, it doesn't really stop it, Kurt. the app, I guess, as far as I understand, can solicit help.
Oh, yeah. It calls 911 for you.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, well, Facebook's the answer to pretty much everything. I like what the bot calls it. Fakebook.
Yeah, that's the lie, folks. The reality is, look, Facebook is nothing more than a public expression. In other words, people basically want to go viral. They want to go out with a bang. They want to, quote, get a name or, you know, make it sensational or whatever you want to say. The reality is this is nothing more than a symptom of the real issue, Kurt. Do you want to nail the real issue so people get it? This is very simple.
Well, no? There you go.
What's the real issue, Kurt?
I mean, when people are put weird stuff on there, they should, you know, crazy stuff, they should be good people and quit doing crazy things.
Yeah, the real issue in my mind, Kurt, is that people don't realize they need to obey God's laws. And when you obey God's laws, then you're happy and peaceful and stable and secure. And when you disobey God's laws, then you have no moral anchor in your life, Kurt, and you just, no doubt, get depressed and discouraged. Look, wickedness never was and never will be happiness, folks. And so when you don't do the things that God asks you to do, he's your maker. He's the author of your liberty. When you don't do the things that he's asked you to do that really is in your best interest, he doesn't give you these things to ratchet you down. He gives you these opportunities to understand how to be happy and to live a godlike life as a follower of Jesus Christ. When you do those things, it goes well for you. When you don't do those things, Kurt, then life runs off the rails. Facebook is nothing more than a public expression of people's lives running off the rails due to sin, Kurt.
Yeah, or due to, you know, on the other hand, if they're good, God-fearing Americans or world citizens or wherever they are, if they do what's right, you know, you got cool stuff. Now, you know, it doesn't mean you never have troubles. It doesn't mean you don't have a flat tire maybe the IRS even audits you or whatever. You know, it doesn't mean you don't have troubles in your life. It just means that God's blessing can be with you, you know, when you keep his commandment. You know, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, I bring that up because I want people to know the solutions, Kurt, and the answers. And I'm telling you, the solution and the answer is to turn to God and to do the things that bring happiness. You're talking about the traditional family, the fundamental unit of society, provides some of the most secure, stable relationships known to man. And when you look towards the family, you know, husband and wife and children, and, you know, this traditional idea, the framework God set forth for the stability of his children, and then you look to God for guidance and start obeying the Ten Commandments and doing things, pretty soon, you know what, you're not depressed, you're not confused, you're not melting down, you're happy and stable and good. And the problem is we've taken away the family and people don't know where to turn, and so they melt down in a public fireball of suicide. And so I'm supportive of you know, people helping people who are depressed in the right ways. But having some random Facebook app tell you when someone's about to, you know, take their own lives and then think that they can just provide instant help without a relationship from some random psychologist or psychiatrist, trust you me, that's going to go south fast too. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. While claiming immunity while serving as president, President Trump has made a rather generous offer, trying to settle a class action lawsuit involving Trump University. Last week, a judge said he's leaning toward $25 million as a settlement. But one judge, Gonzalo Curiel, who Trump had demeaned for being of Mexican descent, reacted favorably to the proposed concept. He said it's extraordinary. The judge noted that the recovery rate in similar lawsuits is usually closer to 11 or 20%. He didn't specify when this might all end. House Speaker Paul Ryan has said that beleaguered House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes did get his information on government surveillance of the Trump team from a whistleblower. He says he's going to brief everyone on it. But in a further move to quell the attacks on Representative Nunes, Sean Spicer told reporters that both Senate and House Intelligence Committees are invited to the White House to view the controversial documents which led Nunes to reveal to the president that his team had been caught up in inappropriate surveillance. It's doubtful that will satisfy some on the Democratic side of the aisle. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, worldaffairsbrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E, free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. All right, Kurt, do you stalk people on Facebook, my friend?
No. I mean, not that I'm aware of. Occasionally somebody will send me a friend request or something like that, and then I go and try to figure out who they are. I always feel bad that I didn't remember them, but so I try to think, do I know this person? You know, but sometimes I think they're just trying to add to their zillions of friends by including me, or you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know, does that mean stalking?
I would say probably not, because if, you know, if somebody asks you to be a friend with them, but if you hear about somebody or whatever, and then your, you know, standard practice is to go, or if you have a mutual friend or something like that, or recommended friend, and then you just go check out their lives and look at their pictures and just continually lurk and don't interact with them, you know, at some point it can be kind of the stalking idea, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Kurt, are you going to start using Facebook Live, my friend?
I doubt it. I try to be a little bit more technologically up to date as I can, but seems like, you know, those almost 20 grandkids kind of keep me busy, and then standing out on the street corner selling honey, you know, doesn't really give me a lots of time to do Facebook. Maybe I need one of those things where you can just kind of flip down your glasses and you're doing Facebook right then, you know, or something like that, you know, so I could be a little technologically up to date, you know.
All right. What do you think? I think people should not creep and should not stalk on Facebook. What I really think people should do, and again, this is Solutions Radio, so I'm going to bring it to your attention. What I really think people need to do more of, Kurt, they need to do a whole lot less creeping, a whole lot less stalking, a whole lot less weird stuff, and they need to do a whole lot more worship of God, efforts to preserve family, efforts to protect country, efforts to stand up for religious and otherwise liberties, need to do a whole lot more taking responsibilities that go along with rights, and a whole lot more service to their fellow man. oftentimes if you turn off Facebook, turn away from internal pursuits and turn towards an external idea of serving others, of thinking less of oneself and more about how to make the world a better place, how to pay it forward, how to engage yourself in random acts of kindness and or service, pretty soon the world's not looking so bad, and pretty soon you get a lot more of a healthy outlook on life and greater respect for and appreciation for people and things around you, Kurt. And before you know it, like Kurt says, other than that, it's not so bad. Pretty soon it's not too bad, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Now, am I allowed to say that stuff, or does that just make me a bigot, a racist, or something like that?
Well, anything you do, you know, you are just by definition. Remember, you're a white guy and talking on the radio and that kind of thing, and then you're conservative, so then you're automatically a bigot and a racist, right?
But Kurt, it isn't true. Does that even matter?
Well, good point. That's a great question, Sam, but, you know.
All right. Well, I was just wondering, because I'm trying to provide, you know, guidance and solution and direction in a troubled world. I'm trying to help people understand where the answers lie for solutions, where peace comes from. Kurt, it doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from, you know, sexual escapades or any of those. It comes from, you know, obedience to God's laws. He loves his children and he wants them to be happy, and he's given them the blueprint to do just that. And the answer is to return to the blueprint, my friend.
Wow.
And I know some people would just be like, Sam, I'm not as religious as you are. Fine. Doesn't change reality. You know, reality is things as they really are, Kurt. And I'm telling you how things really are. Right? Huh.
Imagine that, Sam. Look at that.
Well.
Wow.
You know, we're just trying to help.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, I think one of the best things about Facebook is what? The town hall feature allowing you to complain to your congressman, Kurt.
Yeah, that'll definitely be popular, I guess. You know.
Well, I think that what you ought to do is, rather than complain to your congressman, Kurt, rather than just complaining to your congressman, I know this might be crazy, Kurt, but what about encouraging your congressman to do the right things? Rather than just complaining and saying, you're a jerk, you're this, or why that, why don't we advocate politely using this complain feature or whatever for something more positive? For example, you know, I could use this town hall feature in Facebook to tell Jason Chapin, you know what, you're doing a great job, my friend. Keep investigating Hillary. Get to the bottom of it, and let's have justice. Let's have accountability. Let's restore faith in the system. And by the way, you know, John McCain wants to get rid of the dollar bill. Why don't we help him do that and return to gold and silver dollars, Jason?
Yeah.
And while you're at it, you might as well audit the Fed so we can know how we've been fleeced over the last century. Maybe you ought to do that. And what if we just provided what's called constructive criticism and ideas for solutions, Kurt? What about that idea for Facebook? All I'm saying is we can use this stuff for however we choose, Kurt. And you can choose to use it all negatively and run around and, you know, or you could choose to do some good things with it that could actually not only benefit you and your life, but your family and your countrymen and everybody. Right?
Huh. Whoa.
And what do you think of that? Is that kind of crazy?
No, that seems to be right on target to me, you know?
I don't know. Now, Kurt, am I the only, like, thinker that can look through this stuff? I just don't really understand how, when you listen to Liberty Roundtable, there's just solutions everywhere. And when you listen to all these other places, they're just depressing as all get out.
Wow.
No wonder.
Yeah.
People are kind of depressed and wanting to, like, end it and stuff, Kurt.
Yeah, good point, man.
I mean, don't you think that we could reduce a lot of that discouragement and everything by just giving people some hope and some ideas?
Well, that's what the Prince of Peace did. You know, it gives us the Ten Commandments, the kind of roadmap, basically, on how to live well, you know, so many people want to look beyond the mark, it seems to me, and try to find, you know, safety and happiness someplace where not going to be, you know. You got to look at the basics and follow those to have happiness and success. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have any challenges or tests. Those are all part of the ride, if you will.
Right.
Part of the fun.
Well, Eric Lieberman from the Daily Caller writes an interesting article, Kurt. And it basically says Google Android apps are colluding. They're sharing users' data without consent. Did you see this?
Nope. I did see how Android, they said, was a bigger operating system now than Windows, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I figured I'd throw that in.
That's why we're upgrading all the Liberty News Radio and Liberty News Daily sites and all those things. Because when we do, then they're all viewable on the mobile devices and stuff now, Kurt. Go to Liberty News Radio and you'll see it's totally mobile friendly now. Go to Liberty News Radio or Liberty News Daily. They're both just incredibly mobile friendly. And anyway, they say these apps are basically stealing permission from one another and stealing information from one another and transmitting it all over the place and without even any permission, Kurt.
Huh.
They say whether the behavior is intentional or not, the fact is it's disaster for your security and safety. Hackers are gunning for your personal information, and it's using Google Play, Google Photo, Google Docs, Google Drive, Google everything, and it's related to the breach of millions of accounts. They're allowing unauthorized access to gain personal or sensitive information.
Well, there was a news piece on kind of related to that just lately where I guess some of the places were reporting that Trump and I guess with some executive order had basically said, hey, Verizon, Google, all you big, you know, internet gurus, you can have access to all these people's information or something. Do you want to, you know, maybe translate that or connect that to this story or how?
Well, give me the executive order details again.
Well, I saw a headline basically it said how the evil Trumpster had basically agreed to some kind of access to all for these big internet companies.
All right, let's talk about it because Congress was involved in this. We'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so did you research this, Kurt? Is it an executive order or is it Congress that's really pushing for this? What you're talking about is a situation where we're talking about ISPs, or internet service providers for internet, and what the idea is when they get information, let's say Kurt is on the internet, and the internet service provider gathers information along the way on Kurt. Now they have that information. Whose information is it, Kurt? Is it yours? Is it theirs? And what can be done with it? That's the questions that are being asked, and that's what the rule change is all about. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so I don't know for sure if it's the I'm looking at the whitehouse.gov website, and it says the 31st of March, there was a presidential executive order on establishing enhanced collection and enforcement of anti-dumping and countervailing duties and violations of trade and customs laws. I don't know if it was in that one or where it is.
Oh, that doesn't relate to this digital discussion we're talking about. So there's a digital discussion that Congress is having, and Congress, as far as we understand, laxed the rules or made the rules more relaxed about what can be done with that information. So now the ISP can sell all your personal information, and the Democrats are howling over it. The Republicans supposedly reduced the laws or the control of that information to where more of your information can be sold. Now, this separate discussion about trade rules, Donald Trump did sign an executive order changing some trade rules, right?
All right.
And where those two things cross is hard to say. Because when does, let's say, an internet service provider appear in another country? How does the trading of information relate to trade laws? And there's some overlap in a way, but in a way, the stories are kind of unrelated, too.
All right.
And the problem is, whose information is it, Kurt? In the example I gave, you're on the internet. Your internet service provider is gathering information on you as you do so. Whose information is it now?
As far as I can tell, you know, you should understand if you're doing that on the internet and on those different sites, it's you better consider that not your data anymore.
Well, do you want to talk reality or do you want to talk theory for a second?
Well, I guess
if you want to talk reality, you're absolutely spot on. That's the reality. And if you have this pretense of privacy, you're being deceived. And you're right, Kurt. If you expect to have anonymity and or privacy, you're not going to get it. It's not going to happen. And you're from a reality point of view, you're absolutely 1,000% on target. However, let's reject the reality, you know, discussion for a second and say, in theory, if you have constitutional, God-given, unalienable rights codified by the supreme law of the land, then you have a right to privacy even when you're on your own internet connection, right, Kurt? It's really a virtual extension of your house, is it not?
All right.
So we ought to really start prosecuting thugs who violate your security and privacy. Where's the Fourth and Fifth Amendment applying to you when you're on the digital highway, baby, with your own personal account? See, and so reality is you're right. They're breaching it every day. And the reality is it's not going to stop anytime soon. You're absolutely correct. But what I'm saying is from a philosophical or a theoretical point of view, hey, they don't have the right to do that at all. And that's why I kind of bring up the question, whose information is it, Kurt?
You know, I personally kind of appreciate, I guess you could say that sharing of information. If I go to another website, at least I don't see some ad about something like, they're trying to sell me alcohol or something like that because, you know, I don't want that. And so I do notice lately I've been hunting for my, the version of TurboTax that I need to complete my annual beloved tax information and stuff. So I notice anywhere I go, pretty much I see a TurboTax ad, and I'm pretty sure that's because I searched for it. You know what I mean? And so now all those websites go, oh, this is the same guy. You know, let's see if we can get him to buy TurboTax on my site. You know, is that kind of how that works?
Yes. Yeah. So where do we go on this, Kurt, on this digital discussion then? What do you think? What should be done?
Well,
what are you saying?
Part of me said it'd be nice if they didn't do that. But on the other hand, I'm grateful that I don't have to see some deal about, you know, go spend partying in, you know, Mardi Gras or something like that on there, because at least they know, well, this guy doesn't buy that stuff. And so, you know, they don't send me info like that. So I kind of like, you know, some of that, I guess you could say, some of the results. It does kind of make us go back to that previous discussion about Facebook creeping, though. You know, it's sort of like they're doing the creeping, right?
Without question. But if you do it, it's called creeping. If they do it, it's just, you know, appropriate data practices.
Business.
Right? I mean, they're crazy. But that's kind of what I'm getting at is, you know, whose data is it really? And there's a difference between reality and theory on this. And theory should be reality, though, Kurt. It is your information, even if you're on the information superhighway. Just like they shouldn't be able to spy on your car. Constitutionally speaking, it's your effects and your person. It's the extension of you and your home and your right to privacy. That doesn't just go away because you get on the internet, does it? In other words, the founders taught principles, Kurt. And somebody would say, well, the internet wasn't even around when the founders were here. They don't have a clue. Yeah, they do. They talked about your personal effects. And that relates to the extension of you when you're not at home. You know, your horse, your saddlebags, your car, the internet when you're virtually traveling, so to speak. All this is privacy concerns. And you know what? We've failed to protect those as we've moved into the digital age big time. And now it's coming back to haunt us. And I'm not sure there's an easy way out of the situation we're in, Kurt.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking about the way you've chosen to do that with our sites and different things. You know, I was impressed to know that, hey, you know, you basically, unless somebody tells you, hey, they want to be included in, for example, Liberty News Daily feed or something like that, they're not going to get that kind of stuff because we're not going to creep them, I guess you'd say. We're just, you know, we just don't do that kind of thing, right?
Well, we don't.
Yeah.
But the big media and the big organizations do all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I was noticing yesterday, you know, I was trying to, I think it's so nice the way you can listen to anything on Liberty News Radio so easily. Anybody anywhere can listen. And I was, you know, far away from, you know, since I'm out of the office, if you will, traveling south with the grandkids, et cetera. I was trying to, I couldn't round up a local radio, and so I was trying to find a way to listen to a, you know, some national show or whatever, like Rush Limbaugh yesterday. Man, it was hard to, you know, the iHeart Media people, they want you to enter in all this stuff and, you know, about you and join up, and I suppose they want you to pay. I don't know. I just, you know, clicked off and like, hey, give me that old-time technology like a radio, you know. It was a little less...
what do you mean,
I guess,
though,
you
Kurt?
Say privacy.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm just saying that at least, you know, they want you to listen that way, but they want to gather all your info.
Yeah, which way, Kurt?
Well, like if you're going to listen online to something like that, instead of like the way we make it so easy for people to listen online, there's no... Like you can go on there and click on it, and it plays right then. It doesn't go.
Well, of course it does. That's what the radio's supposed to do, Kurt.
Well, I know. But, you know. Good point.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned radio, not the iHeart radio kind of idea, you know.
Well, we have different agendas, Kurt.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Our agenda is to dispense information. We have an interesting copyright that kind of highlights our agenda. Our copyright says you have the right to copy. Please do. See, and their copyright's like, we're going to sue you if you do anything wrong, and we're going to spy on you, and we're going to steal your information, we're going to sell it against you, and we're going to betray you, and we hope you come back, and when you don't, we don't understand why. That's how they roll.
Figure it out.
Okay, and all I got to do is listen to Liberty Roundtable, and they'll get the answers. What they'll do is they'll listen for 5 minutes, and they'll go, you're a white extremist racist that hates women, and we don't care about you. You probably like Trump, too, don't you? And that's how they'll be. That's how they are. It's what they do. What I don't understand is, when are the American people going to get it in enough droves to reject the mainstream press so soundly that they can never recover? Is that going to happen?
Well, it has to do with your point that you always talk about, he who owns the media makes the rules. Many of them are unaware that they even have those choices, but at least it's nice that we can offer them those choices if they search out and hunt out the right alternatives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's a row to hoe.
A little bit. Yeah.
But it's hard to really help people kind of understand Kurt or anything until, what, we get enough support or enough funding? Because it's hard to even spread the word. Right?
Yes, good point. We just want to spread it hard and fast as much as we can, but while we're doing it, hey, we got to live life as well, you know?
Well, Kurt, it's even hard to get our friends to help us. I mean, I know some radio station owners that are our friends on a day-to-day basis, at least they claim to be, but they're not really willing to help us.
Well, they'll help us with the right amount of money, you know, but I mean, if we
well, if we had the right amount of money, we'd be glad to help them more.
Yes, we would. The what would you call it? Like we'd pay them, and they'd pay us. We could all just get rich together.
Well, and even if we don't get rich together, though, we can work. I mean, I do a lot of things not for money. I do a lot of things because they're my people, Kurt, and my.
I know.
You know, and I do it because I believe in what they're doing, and even if it doesn't enumerate me directly per se, I think in the long run it does.
Great point.
Right? Like, I don't get a penny if Kurt Crosby sells raw honey.
That's right.
However, I get plenty when Kurt sells raw honey. You want to know what I get out of it? Well, one of my best friends supports his family, which is a blessing and a half. Number two, people eat good stuff. Right? People save money when they're part of the Give Me Liberty Fund. I mean, you know, it all goes around and comes around if the good people work together. If we do business with the good guys, as our buddy Joyce Riley is fond of saying. It benefits and blesses all of our lives, Kurt. Even if it's, you can't look at it in a short-sighted way and say, what good does it do me or what's in it for me? That's not the way we need to look at things. We need to protect and support one another, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. This nation shall endure.